number two, Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We are live in the Priority One Security Studios, where security is their first priority, particularly on days such as this, where it could be the end of all things. We've got
this is the end of days.
We've got a snow rain mix in Anderson. We've got snow in Simpsonville. Dan tells us from the 803. We've got snow on the roads in northern Greenville County. Like on the road, like it looks like winter.
I see it. Clark, I see it. I see it. It's snowing.
You see it?
Yeah, it's
you
snowing
see it right now.
Oh, it is pouring. Yeah, see.
Is that actual snow? That's not rain.
Sandy, go check.
That looks like.
It looks like snow. It does look like snow.
It looks like snow.
Did you see the video from Texas A&M?
Yeah, that was legit.
That was legit.
Legitness.
That was some serious snow. Sandy, go get boots on the ground out there.
Yeah, we're gonna need live reporting. We don't have a way to go live outside, but you can go stand outside and come back and be live inside, as you were also outside, which is that's the best we got today. Want to talk ACC, SEC coaches, if we can. But first, I want to tell you that, by the way, God bless the Department of Motor Vehicles today. Holy smokes. Are they, like, the traffic situations, making sure the roads are clear and all that? Does the DMV do that, or is that somebody else? I don't know. Whatever. Let's pretend that it is. They may be slammed today. Go on the website. You're going to need a real ID to travel. I'm just going to throw in unrelated sentences to this. Is that okay? You're going to need a real ID to travel next year. There may be snow plows on the road. Go to the website, scdmvonline.com, search real ID, begin the transaction from the real ID webpage. Sanders is tasting snow. If you have required documents on file with the SCDMV, if you're in good standing with your driving privileges, if you have a regular license, you're fine. If the documents are not on file, you want to change your current SC license to a real ID, you should. You must bring the following documents to a branch of the DMV right now. Proof of ID, proof of Social Security, two proofs of current physical South Carolina address, and proof of all legal name changes. For more information, go to scdmvonline.com, follow the SCDMV on Twitter and Facebook. Real ID at scdmv.net. Is the email address.
Quag, it's blizzarding behind you.
The SCDOT is like the Department of Transport. It's not blizzarding.
It's blizzarding.
An average dusting. It's pouring snow, but it's not the big flakes.
Quag, that is a lot of snow.
There's no like wind blowing.
Can you handle this segment?
You just want to go outside?
I'm kidding. I'm not going to leave you.
And just stand in it.
But I hope it keeps snowing for the next 10 minutes.
I know Seneca High School is currently pouring snow at Seneca High School right now.
Oh, my God.
Which is actually, you know, that's closer to my house than this right here.
This is so exciting.
This is kind of exciting. And we have women's basketball tonight. You get to drive in the snow to women's basketball.
I will walk.
You really hate this, don't you?
I like to look at it. It's very pretty. I don't want to live in it. I don't know what to do.
Like, I'm good with driving in the snow. I don't even understand how people don't drive in the snow. I live to drive in the snow to prove to people that somebody can do it, that it's possible. Did we lose Sanders? Like, he was supposed to go outside for a moment.
I think Sanders is going to go play in the snow.
Where did he go? I thought he was just going outside for a brief moment.
He's probably doing snow angels. So jealous.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Sanders is back now. Sanders,
back from the tundra.
We need a live report of what type of thing is happening right now.
I just put it on the IG.
Make sure you go follow us on Instagram. All
Ben
the behind
Milstead
the scenes
is just
today.
He's just throwing stuff.
It's snowing
in
inside.
He's just throwing stuff
it's
in the
window.
It's
snowing everywhere.
It is gobs of snowfall.
Gobs. But gobs. Can we quote that on the WCCP Twitter? Gobs.
Gobs.
Here, I'm going to do it. While you tell us, I'm going to do it on the WCCP Twitter. No, I'm going to do it on my own Twitter.
It's not sticking, but the snowflakes are huge. I wouldn't even call them flakes. I would call them gobs. And I just wanted to play. I was playing outside. I put it on the IG story. Check it out. And wow, I think ever since I came back inside, it's falling even harder now.
Very cool. Thank you for braving the elements to get us a...
I might have to go back.
All right. I just tweeted it on my personal account. According to Ad Standard Sullivan's live reporting, there are, quote, gobs, close quote, of snowflakes falling at the studio as we speak.
It's getting more and more.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever since I came back inside, it has gotten progressively worse.
It's a winter wonderland.
Ben just banned me from going outside, though, because I'm sick.
Yeah, what is that?
Dang it.
I swear, you only make horrible life choices when you're sick. You only make horrible life choices.
Oh,
if you
gosh,
should do this,
so
you go the other way. There is a lot of snow
so
going around.
So, as a sick person, I should not go out there and do snow angels?
No! No!
These are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
What? Once-in-a-life? Till like next week.
These are once-in-a-winter opportunities.
Imagine today you're a senior at Clemson.
I'm imagining.
And it's your last day of classes.
It is the last day of classes, isn't it?
It just started snowing.
That's awesome.
And finals next week.
As you get out of your final class, it's just snowing.
That is really cool.
Imagine that feeling, you know?
Oh, Sandy, profound.
A lot of my friends, it's their last day of classes, so shout out.
Shout out.
You know, Tennessee found a coach before, like hell froze over. Like, it's snowing in South Carolina, Tennessee found a coach. End of days.
Think of this. A&M paid $75 million for a coach. And then literally hell froze over. It literally started snowing at Kyle Field. That is a sign, people.
If it's snowing in Columbia, it's a literal hell froze over.
Someone tweeted us and said, live weather report from hell has not started snowing yet in Columbia.
Yeah. Let's get to now just some sports stuff, just at random. We have snow day headlines coming up for you. Also, Out of Bounds Stockwatch coming up later. The main topic that we haven't gotten to yet, but now I want to get into the beef of the show. If you want to call us, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, the Northland Communication phone lines, you can join us here on the program. The Health Air text line as well is wide open, 986-1566, 986-1566. Transform your body in 90 days, I dare you, with the Health Air. At Qualk Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, got 105.5 The Roar, and then once again, at Sanders Sullivan, live reporting on the weather conditions, the blustery, blizzardous weather conditions here at the world headquarters in Clemson. Has the SEC caught up to the ACC in the coaching department? It's a big deal when six coaches from a 14-team league turn over. One of them just moved jobs in the league, but there are five new faces. So, but one ACC coach, by the way, one ACC coach also turning over. In fact, the coach left an ACC program to an SEC program, which makes this conversation quite fun. Before we start ranking these coaches, and I'd like to grade the hires as well at some point, but maybe next week or something. I feel like I'm talking to a zombie now because Kelly can't stop looking at the snow.
No, I'm focused. Let's do it. Here we go.
All right. The SEC hires. Let's go through one by one and just see whether we think that they improved their situation or if they got worse.
Okay.
If they upgraded or downgraded or maybe just about stayed the same. Where would you like to start, Kelly? What's the most interesting coaching change that you've seen so far?
To me, the most interesting is A&M.
All right.
Because I think that's the one I'm most intrigued as to how it's going to turn out. Because I think it could end up being maybe, you know, the best hire in the history of Texas A&M, right? Or it could end up being one of the worst financial and coaching decisions ever. I mean, I think it's really interesting. It could end up being kind of middle of the pack. I mean, at A&M, he generally win 8 games. That's kind of what it is. So if Jimbo does that a few times, then it's not necessarily, you know, either of those. But if he somehow harnesses the talent in that area with the facilities, the resources, and kind of the recruiting footprint of that part of Texas, and somehow takes them to, I don't know, a playoff, or somehow finds a way to win that division and win the league, then it becomes very interesting. And part of that, too, is a lot of these other schools, like I think Tennessee is so far down right now, they're far away from reaching any sort of playoff discussion. Arkansas, I think, is pretty far away from that. Mississippi State and Ole Miss, obviously. Florida is maybe the other one that's kind of in the discussion, but I think Jimbo has some pieces at A&M of these new coaches Jimbo and maybe Dan Mullen at Florida have the ability and the pieces and just kind of the overall situation to maybe make a splash nationally in the next couple of years.
Jimbo, to me, is a clear upgrade over Sumlin because he did more before he got to A&M than Sumlin did. I think in many respects, though, it could be considered a step back when you think about the style of offense Jimbo likes to run, the fact that his offense is probably more complicated than Sumlin's offense. And also, I mean, I don't think it's unfair to bring up the fact that Jimbo was about to have to overhaul his staff for the second time in his tenure at Florida State. The first time he did it, it brought him a national championship, but it quickly deteriorated. I think it's fair to question whether he can manage a staff long term, whether he can manage staff continuity, or if he's going to have to just have massive upheaval every 3 years.
Look, I am not the biggest Jimbo fan by any means, but I think anytime you upgrade your coach from Kevin Sumlin to a man that has won a national title, I think you've upgraded. Jimbo Fisher has won a national championship. That is an upgrade.
It's clearly an upgrade. Clearly an upgrade.
He knows what it takes to win a national title, and he's done it.
I think Ole Miss is an interesting one, Kelly.
Ole Miss, to me, it's almost unfair to grade that because of the sanctions and all that stuff that they're facing. Because Matt Luke is, I mean, I'm sure he was thrilled to get the job, and that's great, but you're walking into a very difficult situation.
I agree with that. It's got to be a downgrade, right? It's got to be a downgrade. We don't know how Matt Luke will do as a full-time coach. That was sort of an emotional thing. Maybe stay out of the fray.
Yeah, the current state of the program, yeah.
You got to say it's a downgrade.
I mean,
like, he's not going to succeed as much as Hugh Freeze. Even though you could make the argument that as much as Hugh Freeze cheated, as many guys as he paid to go play there, as many five stars as he bought, they didn't do diddly squat. Like, you could argue that he's a better payer, he's a better financial advisor for these recruits than he was a football coach, based on what they actually achieved in his time there. No division titles. I mean, they did some stuff that Ole Miss doesn't typically do.
They played in the New Year's Six, didn't they?
They did. So maybe that's the best you're going to do at Ole Miss, and if that's the case, then it's definitely going to go down.
I think it is an upgrade, though, in that, and maybe this is not, maybe Ole Miss will just continue to cheat. I mean, I'd be surprised considering the sanctions and all that stuff that's happened.
You got SMU. If you cheat after what they did, if you keep cheating, you're looking at SMU stuff. Yeah.
But I think Matt Luke is an upgrade in terms of morality. I mean, does that count for anything?
Well, he's not going to be on the cover of FCA magazine, but he's also not going to be
right. Like, I think that he's someone that, obviously, again, the current state of the program notwithstanding, he's someone that I think can recruit and that, you know, in contrast with Hugh Freeze, moms will want their kids to play for him. He seems that way. And the players seem to have really gravitate towards him and all that. Now, it's not stopping some of them from leaving, but there's that.
So that's a step down. You maybe get a step up from Sumlin to Jimbo, maybe a step down, Freeze to Luke. What about Brett Bielema to Chad Morris at Arkansas?
I think it's an upgrade.
I think this is, now, I might be wrong about this, I think this is the biggest upgrade of all of them. Now, that might quack, your bias is showing, blah, 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 whatever. What did we say was the weakness of Arkansas's program under Bielema? Like, the big picture weakness. We talked about it yesterday a little bit.
We did?
Yeah, we did, a little bit.
I mean, I thought there were a lot of weaknesses for Arkansas.
Well, the main one was this. He tried to be Bama.
Yeah.
They brought in Bama.
He tried to be a little mini Bama.
You're not going to be Bama. And we also said if Tennessee tries to do it, they're probably going to fail because Georgia had already had the personnel to do that. Kirby Smart basically recruited all the juniors to come back as seniors and became the best version of Georgia that they've had in 20 years.
I'm positive that's what Pruitt's going to do at Tennessee. And that's why I thought it was not necessarily a bad hire, but just the safest hire ever.
You can't be Bama at a place where you can't recruit like Bama can recruit. You're not going to do what Saban does at Bama at Arkansas, particularly when your defense is a sieve. Like, anybody could score on Arkansas. They had a stronger defense. In fact, if you listen to Brett Bielema talk, they really thought they had some good momentum building there at Arkansas. And then they kind of took a step back because at the end of last year, they felt like they were really progressing well and then got popped a couple times, like really got hammered. And it started a spiral last year that they never, it was basically like a 15 or 20 game spiral for them that Bielema says cost him a lot of his momentum in the program. I get that. I understand it. I feel like there was always a very low ceiling on that program, though. when Arkansas has been at its best is when Darren McFadden and Felix Jones and Peyton Hillis and Mitch Mustain were there and Gus Malzahn was calling ball plays, and ultimately that's what they need to go back to, and that's what they have. They have a Malzahn disciple.
Yeah.
If you can't get Malzahn, you go get the Malzahn disciple, Chad Morris, who knows how to be a head coach, who resurrected basically, if Lazarus had been dead for 20 years, that's the SMU football program. I mean, that's basically what he did. He raised Lazarus from the dead in college football terms. To me, that's what they needed to do.
Yeah.
You've got to be outside the box at Arkansas. When they went with that wild hog formation and they started snapping it directly to McFadden and they started doing all kinds of quirky things with formations and alignments and all that, it was brand new in college football. What Morris did was not new. Like, it wasn't new. And also, Malzahn, when he did it at Arkansas, he wasn't the only one doing it. But the way they did it was so unique that they gained ground on the Alabamas, and they gained ground on, really, at that time, it was LSU. They gained ground on the LSUs and beat them a couple times, but not because they were better LSUs, but because they were different. They were Arkansas. If you do that again, you can win there.
I think you're right. I think it's a really good point. And like you said, when you look at A&M hiring Jimbo, it appears they're going to slow down a bit. And when you look at the other players in that SEC West, if you bring a unique kind of air raid, fast-paced, high-tempo offense, you're going to be one of the only ones in the SEC West. And
that's
that is beneficial.
Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about the rest of these, because we got a bunch more of these coaching changes to talk about. And then I want to compare to Willie Taggart. Did they upgrade Jimbo Fisher, Willie Taggart at Florida State? And then I'd like to rank, ultimately this is going to be decided by, did they get better coaches in the SEC this time than last time, and how much better? Like, is there a program that went from the fifth best coach in his division to second? That's going to be how you gain ground on the ACC. We'll discuss that as well.
It's also snowing, so let's go to break.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back.
It's blizzarding.
More Out of Bounds coming up next.
The Clemson Tigers Network is proud to bring you Clemson Tigers men's basketball. The Tigers return home this week to take on Samford this Saturday in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers are ready to roar with another important non-conference matchup at home. The pregame show will start at 2:30. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Clemson Tigers men's basketball right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Welcome to Miami!
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
They set you up so when you do go out, they don't set you up to fail. They set you up to succeed.
As a unit, it makes everybody successful. And I think that's what it is about JanPro. As a unit, they want to be successful.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch.
As you search for the ideal Christmas gift, trust Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall to have something for anyone on your list. From a Swiss watch for him to an exquisite diamond bracelet, necklace, or ring for her, Reed's Jewelers will put a smile on their face. North America's largest family-owned jeweler, offering 18 months deferred interest. Granting Christmas wishes for years. Trust them to grant yours. Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices, the lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved Real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
There's new management at Anderson Ford, and they invite you to give them a chance to earn your business. If you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV, the Anderson Ford team is doing business differently. Whether you're ready to step up to an Explorer or F-150, or you need a quality pre-owned certified vehicle, Anderson Ford is committed to you. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, online at andersonfordsc.com.
This Christmas, forget the hustle and bustle of the big box store and the middle of the night scramble on the internet. Shop locally at Grady's Great Outdoors. We carry the top brands for every outdoor adventure and will help you select the perfect gift for anyone on your list. Grady's is not just any store. It's where friends gather, stories are told, and our staff has a passion for the great outdoors. Come home for the holidays. Come to Grady's Great Outdoors. Family owned and operated since 1961.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
Yes. I posted on Snapchat, on my Snapchat story, just a weird exchange where Kelly and Sanders are running around in circles outside, and Sanders is just screaming, "There's no rules! There's no rules!"
If it's snowing in December, there's no rules.
There's no rules.
Obviously, Mother Nature's not following the rules, so.
I was referring to, have you ever seen that Little Caesars commercial?
Wait, we're still talking about Little Caesars?
Okay. Well,
how did this happen?
It's a commercial where the guy's in there and he goes like, "There's no rules," and he starts taking his shirt off, and then
Oh, yeah.
"Put your shirt back on." He goes, "There's one rule."
I do remember that now. I'm glad you said, because I would have had no idea.
The IG story is full of videos today. Is this correct?
Yes, it is full of videos.
So on Instagram at 105.5 The Roar, if you want to see us doing whatever we've been doing today in terms of the snow.
We're going to continue to
We're going
to
continue. Okay, good.
As the day progresses.
As the day unfolds.
All right, 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to get in on the Northland Communication phone lines today, 654-7627. We will, under any and all circumstances, take your phone calls today. We'll continue to take your snow updates on the Healthier text line, 9861566. Also on Twitter, at QuackTalk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar. In honor of today's snow day all across the upstate, where if you're a parent, you're probably in line, like trying to pick up your kids and whatnot, that we'll have a little snow day headlines for you, a little out-of-bounds stock watch today. And get you set for a great weekend across the sports spectrum. Army Navy is this weekend. Like, there's a lot of good stuff coming up. In our last segment, we began to talk about the SEC and ACC coaching changes. There were seven of them, six in the SEC, four in the SEC West, and one in the ACC, where Willie Taggart replaced Jimbo Fisher. And we kind of said that Kevin Sumlin to Jimbo Fisher was an upgrade, that Hugh Freeze to Matt Luke at Ole Miss was a downgrade for no reason other than Matt. We don't know what Matt Luke's going to do. He's probably not just going to brazenly cheat like Hugh Freeze did, though. And then Brett Bielema to Chad Morris, we agreed would be the best hire so far, of at least the three that we've talked about thus far.
I think it's the biggest upgrade.
All right, then at Mississippi State, you went from Dan Mullen to Joe Moorhead, the offensive coordinator at Penn State. Thoughts on that?
I think it is it's going to be very difficult for Mississippi State to ever upgrade over Dan Mullen.
I agree with that.
That seems almost impossible.
I agree with that.
So it's not necessarily a downgrade, because I think it can be very much kind of a status quo stays the same situation because of what Dan Mullen left for Moorhead. But if you're going to say they upgraded over Dan Mullen, I don't think that's possible at Mississippi State.
I'm going to say it's a lateral move for two reasons. Number one, because I think John Cohen, the guy pulling the strings at Mississippi State, the AD, seems like a bright guy. He's a former baseball coach, but he knew he wanted, he went and got him. Second reason is that Moorhead's profile, when he was hired, without the national championship pedigree, looks very similar to Dan Mullen's. Guy who's a little bit out of region. Yeah, Mullen coached at Florida, but he was sort of a Northeastern guy for most of his coaching tenure. That's where his relationships, primary relationships were. Moorhead's been at Fordham, been at Penn State, now running offense. One of the most innovative play callers in the country, helped develop Saquon Barkley, Trace McSorley, that offense. And also from the moment he got there, I mean, he's out there checking players' ring sizes. You saw some of those things. High-fiving fans, a man of the people. I just think those things, like, you can't put a price tag on those. You can't put a price tag on those. So, to me, Joe Moorhead, a very good hire there. And I'm going to say lateral move because, like you said, Dan Mullen, the best coach in the history of Mississippi State. Best coach in the history of the school. No question. So, then that begs the question. Dan Mullen was hired away to Florida to replace Jim McElwain. Now, I know what I said about Bielema to Morris. It feels like Mullen is a pretty big upgrade from McElwain, in the way that the coaching situation needs to be upgraded at Florida, which is you can't have a stinky offense and play and coach at Florida. You can't have terrible offense at Florida. They want to be strong on the defensive side of the ball. That's fine. But if your offense stinks, they're not going to like you. Florida football was largely terrible in its history until Steve Spurrier went and revolutionized the offensive game as the coach at Florida. That's why they like it. If you think about the coaches that failed there, the coaches that were fired there, some of it was wins and losses, but a lot of it was aesthetics. Steve Spurrier won national title. They hired his defensive coordinator, Ron Zook, defense. He gets canned in the middle of like a 9-win season, 8-win season, whatever. I think it was in the middle of an 8-win season. Don't fire 9-win coaches. You can fire an 8-win coach, though. I'm pretty sure it's an 8-win season. And they hire Urban Meyer. Offensive guy, offensive background, play caller, bingo. Then you go get Will Muschamp, defensive guy, fired. Then you go get an offensive guy, McElwain, but his offenses were terrible. Fired after two division championships. You can't under any circumstances be terrible in offense at Florida and keep your job. So now they go get Dan Mullen, who was part of the Urban Meyer resurgence of Florida offense. Ultimately, I think this is a very good hire. I would rank it below Bielema to Morris. I might rank it below Sumlin to Jimbo just because Jimbo's got a national championship. So I would rank this third among the ones that we've that we've talked about so far.
I think I'd rank it third as well. The one thing with Florida is I think you fix a few things there and you're back. Florida is such a sleeping giant to me because you're going to have the defense and you're going to have the ability to hold opponents to, I don't know, 20 or less. If you can just find a way to have some sort of semblance of an offense, and really what that comes down to is find a quarterback that is somewhat adequate, which we know Dan Mullen can do. I think Florida, they can get back up to relevancy very, very quickly. And the thing with Florida, with A&M, is Florida plays in the East. Their road to a division championship, which they just won 2 years ago, even without an offense, is so much shorter. So I would say that Jimbo Fisher is probably still more of an upgrade than Dan Mullen when you look at his predecessor, both of their predecessors. But I think that Florida is such a sleeping giant, in my opinion.
So would you rank it below those other two? Would you rank it like I would, or are you going to give it a
part of
yeah?
It? No, I still
like
think
if you just rank any upgrades,
I still would put Florida three.
Okay,
but I mean, I think Dan Mullen is really just poised for success. I really do.
I don't know why people didn't like that hire. Like, who did they think Florida was going to get? Who was available that Florida would have gotten? There was no Urban Meyer type figure out there in the group of five. That was PJ Fleck, and he just re-upped at Minnesota. Like, P.J. Fleck was the Urban Meyer of the coaching carousel a couple years ago. Not quite as accomplished as Urban, but did a similar job. There was no one like that they could have hired. No sitting head coach is going to go to Florida where they destroyed McElwain after he won the division twice. You're just not. So you got to go with a guy, Mullen, that knows what it's like to have success, you know, under certain constraints. And now he's going to a place where those constraints don't exist. I think it's a good move for both parties there. Tennessee, Butch Jones to Jeremy Pruitt. I don't love this hire. Now, you could say that after this they made a decent hire after everything that happened. That is not the same as saying they made a good hire. That is saying that after it fell apart. That's almost like if you build a temporary one-story building where a skyscraper once stood and being like, well, after the whole thing collapsed, this one-story building looks better than the rubble, right? I mean, yes, it does look better, but you had a skyscraper there. Now, I'm not saying that Butch Jones is a skyscraper, but clearly they were in shambles and somehow got this higher. It was good after the depths of which they fall, but I don't think when they started this process that they were envisioning Jeremy Pruitt going in there.
Right. I think initially, I mean, weren't Tennessee fans envisioning John Gruden or Bob Stoops?
That's what they want, yeah.
And
or Chip Kelly or Bobby
Pruitt.
Petrino. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think this is... I mean, this is an upgrade over Butch Jones, but only over 2017 Butch Jones, because I think what Pruitt can do at Tennessee is basically what Butch Jones did at Tennessee.
A couple nine-win seasons.
In 14 and 15 and 16, yeah. Or 15 and 16. Nine-win seasons. I mean, when you are hiring a guy like this who is defensive-minded, who is from the Nick Saban tree... Like I said yesterday, to me, this is Tennessee saying, you know what? At this point, we've fallen so far and things are so chaotic and it's such a mess. All I want is 8 wins. That's all I want. I just want to be respectable. I just want to, you know, not lose to Vanderbilt. Let's go with Jeremy Pruitt. And they did. It's a safe hire. It's a safe bet.
I think it is just a little bit of a step up because of what happened this year, because of how badly they tanked this year. It's a little bit of a step up.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. What is the ceiling for, realistic ceiling for Jeremy Pruitt? You're trying to be Alabama. You're trying to be Georgia. You've already got one of you, the profile that he probably knows and is most familiar with, in Georgia. You really think that Jeremy Pruitt is going to outduel Kirby Smart in that division?
No.
I'm not even sold on Kirby Smart's strategy long term. He's doing this a lot with Mark Richt's leftovers. Right now.
Right. And this is why when you look at the coaches in the East, and specifically the coaches that were just hired, Dan Mullen and Jeremy Pruitt, right? Those are the two that were hired in the East. Which one is going to bring in an offensive mind or an offensive emphasis? It's Dan Mullen.
It's not going to be Pruitt.
It's not going to be Pruitt. And that's why I think, like you said, Tennessee's ceiling is 8 wins. They're not going to win the division with a defensive mindset and what trying to be Bama light. I don't think they are, because Georgia is already doing that, and Georgia is more well-established, and Georgia runs the ball better, and Georgia's just so many steps ahead of Tennessee. This is a bold statement, but I really do believe this. I think Florida will win that division at least once. Let's see, next season is 2018. I think Florida will win that division by at least 2019. I firmly believe
that. You think
so? Because I believe in Dan Mullen, and I believe when you bring in at least some semblance of an offense in that division, you're going to win football games. Because South Carolina, I mean, they're going to try to hire a new OC, obviously, but Carolina, we know what they are. We know what Georgia is. We know what Vandy is. We know what Kentucky is. We know now what Tennessee's going to be. And I think Florida is going to try to be different.
Florida's the thing outside the box.
And
you Arkansas is the thing outside the box.
You already have so much talent at Florida, and you already have a good defense. I think Florida is really a pretty quick fix.
I agree. Well, you got to recruit some because they've under-recruited and underdeveloped on the offensive side of the ball. They've also thrown freshman quarterbacks into the fire before they were ready. I mean, they've done a lot of bad stuff offensively at Florida. I mean, Tennessee fans aren't going to like it. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Jeremy Pruitt never wins the division title with Tennessee.
I would agree.
And if you act like there are people trying to like retroactively say the hire was good. No, it wasn't good. Don't come from the perspective of this hire was good because the hiring process it hit rock bottom, and so we didn't think they would recover to this point. When you fired Butch Jones, were you dreaming about Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee? Did you think realistically, even when you woke up, did you think realistically that Jeremy Pruitt was going to be your guy, yes or no? You're really blown away with Jeremy Pruitt's staff. Is it that much better than Butch Jones' staff there? You really feel good about the athletic department stability, like what's going on there at Tennessee? I wouldn't. But you're going to have to prove it to me. Guy's been a great defensive mind for a long time. I got mad respect for his defensive acumen. But there's a reason why 80% of schools are trying to make these hires go offense right now, and it's because defensive minds haven't worked in the past. Not to the extent that Tennessee wants it to work. Can he be a nice little hire, keep you head above water? Yeah, but you're right. Is he going to win 9 games? I don't know that we can say that for sure.
Right. To me, defensive hires in the SEC work at a few places. And to me, one of those cities is in Alabama. And, I mean, one of those is maybe Athens. But, look, maybe your defense is going to be that good and you're going to run the ball that well that you can beat Georgia. But if I was hiring someone or if I was a coach thinking of the landscape of the SEC East, gosh, I would focus on offense because it just seems like that is the way to be different in that division. And you don't even really have to be elite on offense. You have to be competent and you can compete
for that
division.
You don't have to be great.
You have to literally have a quarterback. I mean, that is what you have to have. And well, Dan Mullen can find one.
Why do you think Brent Venables didn't get jobs? You think it's because Brent Venables can't coach because he's a terrible, you know, he's a horrible person or they got some major issues with him. First of all, I think he's comfortable where he is. Second of all, when in doubt, you're going with an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Every time. Also, he didn't want to be part of the shambles at our Tennessee Athletics right now. Their fans are so mad about everything and everybody right now.
A few mad ones on our text line right now.
Yeah, right. I see him. I see you over there being all excited, acting like Jeremy Pruitt was your first choice.
Someone said,
enjoy 4-8, Tennessee. Quite. That'll be fun next year.
Texter, snow got y'all tripping.
I'm just saying, man. I still would. Greg Schiano's better hired than Jeremy Pruitt. Just saying. He's a better football coach than Jeremy Pruitt is. Maybe I'll be wrong in the future, but unless you think Phil Fulmer's got a crystal ball, by the way, Mario crystal ball, did he look in the future? Make
Ooh.
This iron. Give me some of that.
Oh, you're
yeah,
waiting.
Yeah, I want some of that. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, look into his crystal ball. See where he's supposed to be. Unless you think Phil Fulmer's got a great crystal ball, they still suck this hiring process up big time.
So, Quack, is this a place? Is he a placeholder hire? And if so, how long will he?
Oh, no, he's going to be there Pruitt? 20 years and win 5 natties. Just ask the Tennessee people who wanted him from the get-go, and he was their first choice. When they said John Gruden, what they really meant was Jeremy Pruitt the whole time. This so guy's out in 5 years.
5 years, that's what I was thinking too.
Sandy, I don't think they intend for him to be a placeholder hire by any means, but I would be shocked if Jeremy Pruitt is the long-term solution at Tennessee.
Yeah. Let's talk about this more on the other side. I also want to rank the coaches within their divisions. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds in a moment.
Every now and then, Ramona successfully wins Walt's money. It's hard to come by, but she deserves every dollar she gets. In the spirit of the holiday, you'll have a chance to win Walt's tickets. Listen all this week as Walt gives away 3-day passes to this year's Carolina Rebellion, May 4th through 6th at the Rock City Campgrounds at Charlotte Motor Speedway. This year's lineup will be jam-packed with great rock bands for 3 straight days, May 4th through 6th. Win Walt's tickets all week from 105.5 to Roar, WCCP.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your Daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, we're in Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. News and notes for you on today's show. First and foremost, don't forget tonight, women's basketball action in Little John Coliseum. 7 o'clock tip-off time as Clemson plays host to Prairie View A&M. Then, of course, tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Little John, men's basketball will be back in action as the Samford Bulldogs will be coming to town. 3 o'clock tip time in that one. You can buy tickets for just $5 to the men's game, so hope that you will turn out for that. Also, indoor track and field opens up for Clemson as they play host to the Clemson opener. That'll be Saturday at 10:30 in the morning. Congratulations to both Dorian O'Daniel and also Cleland Farrell, as both of them have been named to the Sports Illustrated All-American football team. O'Daniel, a first-team All-American at outside linebacker, and Farrell, he is a second-team All-American at defensive end. Also, today, December the 8th, don't know if you know this, but back in 1899, John Heisman was hired as head coach of our Clemson Tigers. And on December 8th, 1939, Clemson accepted a bid to play in the Cotton Bowl. It would be Clemson's first postseason bowl game appearance in school history. And our report presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Treat your lady to a day of complete relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. She'll love the rejuvenating facials, skin and nail therapy, and many other services. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for any occasion and shows her you care. This holiday, treat her to Lilia Day Spa, 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
It's our last auction of the year, Saturday, December 9th. Johnny King Auctioneers comes to Greenwood, selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anyone can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Saturday, December 9th at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds, 421 Highway 221 South, Greenwood, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Go right ahead. How can you be so nonchalant about this?
That's how we roll.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The mountain is high, the valley is low.
Kelly would take a free ride if someone's just giving them out so she doesn't have to drive in the snow. If you're just giving out free rides.
Well, depending on if this person has experience in the snow, because from one Southerner to another, I mean, if it's just another Southerner trying to make it in this winter wonderland, I need a Yankee is what I'm saying. And that sentence rarely comes out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. I got distracted because the most recent text on the Health Air text line is from Robert in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It says, Tennessee football stinks worse than the cadaver farm at University of Tennessee Medical Center.
Whoa.
Also, Robert says, I hear there's frost in Nebraska. Get it? Frost in Nebraska. You know what I'm talking about.
What you've heard is true, Robert. Quack and I were just there. And it's a cold place.
Oh, my gosh. The frost of the Scott variety. Unbelievable. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Crude LED. We're going to the phones in a second. Also, want to see if any of these programs improve their standing in the coaching power rankings in their divisions. Coastal Division, no change, so we don't have to deal with that. Atlantic Division, did it change? Jimbo to Taggart. And then in the SEC East and West, how did it change? This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Crude LED. Go to the website, krutled.com. If you're a Duke Energy customer, you have a Duke Energy bill, then you can get upfront rebates from our friends at Crude LED. It's an absolutely unbelievable process. There's no reason in the world why you should not take advantage of it in full if you're a customer, a Duke Energy customer, because with Crude LED, they're going to give upfront rebates to give all kinds of savings to you as a business owner to help your business be lit better. It's litty. Help your business to be more efficient, your workers to be more productive, help everything to be a little bit safer. Go to the website, check out the process, go by and see them, crudeled.com. Dave in the snow in Simpsonville as we wrap up hour two. What's up, Dave?
You know, I'll tell you what, driving here in Clemson, especially over here at the Chick-fil-A, you would think that because of this winter wonderland, everybody's getting their eggs, their bread, their milk, and their Chick-fil-A sandwiches. It's packed out on the 123. I'll tell you what, guys. You know, when you started talking about it, Kelly made mention of she was shot. It automatically sent me to Sunday night, Dodgeball, the movie, the greatest sports movie ever to be made in this time frame. You know, and you're talking about Pepper being shot. I tell you, that just made me laugh just thinking about it. And it makes me wonder, would a white Goodman coach well at Tennessee? We would call them the Purple Vols as opposed to the Purple Cobras. You know, guys, I tell you what, this is what happens when football season comes to an end. My smack gets lame, guys, because there's nobody to talk trash to for at least a month. We don't have anything to get excited about tomorrow except Brad Brownell and the Tigers against the Samford Bulldogs. You know what? We'll be in Little John at 3 o'clock on Saturday getting ready to lay the smackdown on another Southern Conference team, exactly what we're supposed to be doing before we get ready to play the Gamecocks on the 19th. You know what, Quack and Kelly? I'll tell you what. Bring them up here. Bring everybody up. We're just ready. I'm so already stir crazy because I'm just ready to beat somebody. Ready to beat somebody more. Let's bring up Miami again. Let's bring Syracuse. Guys, it is just thrilling to be a Tiger on this snowy Friday afternoon. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. I'm so looking forward to Brad right now beating the crap out of Samford, too.
BYOG, bring your own guts.
Bring up.
That's just what I think when Dave
bring
calls
your guts
in.
To the blizzard.
I love it.
2017.
It's good stuff, Dave. I believe her direct quote was, "I just want to beat somebody." From Dave.
That's not good.
I mean, he means on the football
Dave,
field.
Avoid Dave for the next 8 to 12 minutes.
He means on the football field. But I do love how it's blizzarding in Clipson and the Chick-fil-A line is still all the way on 123. Like, that's just classic.
I know. All right, in our last few minutes of this segment, in hour three, we have more of this conversation. We have Snow Day headlines. We have Out of Bounds Stock Watch. Like, it's just going to be a party.
You better believe it. And hour number three, chamomile time.
What? Ooh.
For the
I can't believe it's going to be chamomile time.
For the golden,
yeah, right,
the golden voice.
Right. Fridays are for the boys. Is that what you're saying? Fridays are for chamomile.
Duh.
This tea
put that
has
on a t-shirt.
Everything. That's what that feels like to me.
Herbal tea.
Chamomile. In hour three, it's going to be sick. We're going to talk football and basketball and chamomile. That's what you said, basically, just then.
100% pure chamomile blossoms. Let's go.
Okay. There's nothing more hard in the yard than that. Our final few minutes, though. All right, let's look at the ACC Atlantic. Let's do this first. Because we got Jimbo to Willie Taggart, and it can lead into a discussion of ACC, SEC. Did the hierarchy change? Did the pecking order change? Did the gap close between the ACC and SEC? Because so we've graded the hires in the SEC and then this one in the ACC, and we haven't really done all all over the nation, but there are a couple of more that I love and a couple more that I hate that maybe we'll get to a little bit next week when this thing kind of calms down and we start talking bowl games and other nonsense. If you look at the ACC Atlantic, we would have said Dabo's the number one coach, right? The number one coach in the Atlantic division. And we would have said Jimbo is the number two coach, right?
I think there are some people that would have said Jimbo outside of this Clemson bubble, but I mean, I would say it's Dabo.
It's pretty clearly Dabo. Dabo hasn't lost to Jimbo now, even before the year. Let's say before the year.
But remember, before this year, a lot of people, again, outside the Clemson bubble, were claiming that maybe Dabo was a one-player pony. You know what I mean?
Some of the shine came off of Jimbo, right, because everybody thought they were going to the national championship, and people thought Clemson was a flash in the pan, and now it's like the narrative has flipped, where Jimbo's all of a sudden a one-trick pony, and Clemson's here to stay. Like, that's a weird dynamic that's changed in the last 3 months. Does it change at all when you insert Taggart into the mix?
No. In terms of Dabo being...
Yeah, Dabo one. Is it Taggart two? Like, there's no Doran or Clausen or Adazio. There's nobody up there.
Are you forgetting about Bobby Petrino?
Dino Babers. Is Petrino a better coach than... Petrino coached the team this year to an 8-4 record with the worst schedule in the Atlantic Division and the best player in college football. That is not a good coaching job. Whether that's your recruiting or what, I don't know what it is.
Okay,
that is not a good coaching job.
So who's your number two?
It'd be Taggart.
It would be Taggart, really.
I would say no change. Oh, yeah. Willie Taggart is a baller.
A guy who, when coaching in the Power Five, has an overall record of 7-5.
His quarterback was out for half the season. He played great, won every game. The quarterback, Herbert, got hurt and then came back, and they were great again. I'm not saying they were going 11-1. But they lost some games. They got pounded in some games with a backup quarterback in there. And he's a first-time head coach. And he took over a 3-9 team from the year before.
I'm not sure who my number two is, but it's not Willie Taggart.
You don't think Taggart's the second-best coach in the ACC Atlantic?
I haven't seen enough.
We resurrected three programs.
That's fine. This is a little different.
They had a four-game improvement at Oregon from 3-9 to 7-5 with a quarterback who missed more than a month with injury. That's not a big deal. He resurrected South Florida. He resurrected Western Kentucky. He's done it three different places.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sold, Kwok. I'm not just going to say he's the second best coach in the Atlantic just because he resurrected Western Kentucky. I'm not saying that.
So is Petrino better than him?
This goes against every bone in my body, but I think it's Bobby Petrino. He's the second best coach in the Atlantic.
He took a Lamar Jackson team with 8-4, recruiting no one. Hour three is next.
broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville.